Dear Aurovillians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, good morning and hi to everyone else. Today is Monday, 31st of July and cloudy morning here in Auroville on 29 degrees Celsius. Today we can expect becoming cloudy with a thunderstorm on the prowl this afternoon and over the night considerable cloudiness. Chance on precipitation is on 40% and chance on thunderstorm on 60%. Temperatures will be ranging from low of 27 to high of 36 with heat index on 40 degrees Celsius. Southerly winds at 11 km per hour with occasional gusts on 18 km per hour. Moon is in first quarter, illuminated on 55%. Past weekend we have reached the July average in rainfall, caused on Saturday night Charlie from Evergreen measured 82.23 mm and on Sunday early morning 28 mm of rain, which makes total of rainfall in July on 153.3 mm. This year in total we had 268 mm of rain alone. The working committee shares that the next meeting of our governing board of the Auroville Foundation is scheduled for August 13 and 14, and they have invited the new governing board members to join Auroville on August 11 so that they can show them the areas of interest. They invited a presentation from the working groups who are requested to report on the topics mentioned. 50 score group progress in preparing for the 50th anniversary celebration, including visiting the Prime Minister of India. Auroville Council is supposed to introduce the new TDC and propose changes in entry policy and entry task group. Interim TDC should prepare a presentation on general progress and progress with the new town development authority application. Land board, it would be talking about the progress in land protection, land exchange, restraints and difficulties. For Matrimandir, the new executives are requested to present their plans for the future and highlight constraints. FMC will present update on FMC matters, state of Auroville finances, code of conduct, GST, and others. And the working committee alone will give a report on various topics. But they're asking also groups and or individuals who would like to make a presentation to the board are requested to inform them as soon as possible together with their presentation. Along with Dr. Karan Singh, they will discuss those topics and at what time an interaction between the new board members and the community can be scheduled. And from Resident Assembly Service comes a reminder that it's a working group nomination time and we need to nominate new members. As they're saying, according to the community's participatory working group system, a number of working groups members are replaced. In Auroville Council, 3 members, the Working Committee, 3 members, the Funds and Asset Management Committee, 2 members. And this year we are also selecting a new Town Development Council / Laverire d'Auroville. So we are invited to participate in this important event by nominating those community members that we think that could be potential working group members and or participants of the selection process. We should remember that the deadline for nomination is Saturday, 5th of August, so we still have this week to think about and nominate. Within the culture events, we still have Taiwanese pavilion really active, and they finish with calligraphy workshop on Sundays, but they continue with Taiwanese traditional earth oven experience on August 5th from 2 to 5 p.m. at Northeast Asian Zone International Zone next to Language Lab. They are offering Taiwanese tea ceremony at Swayam Tea Pavilion on 6th of August at 2 p.m. At that occasion, Taiwanese organic tea will be served and spaces are limited, so you need to register as soon as possible to taiwan@auroville.org/in. And the last act of those events from Taiwanese Pavilion is Taiwanese cuisine workshop and tasting on August 13. Bharat Nivas presents Alpona, a week-long celebration of Bengal and her culture with panorama of events. And please check out the picture for the calendar of the event. Mohanamo presents Youth Talent Show with 4 minutes to show your talent. And you can compete with 2 acts, either it be singing, dances, music, youth, voice, painting, sculptures. The event is free and open to all age groups, and it will happen on 12th of August between 9 to 2 p.m. at Mohanam Campus, Auroville, opposite of Imagination. For more information, you can contact Anand on 91 594689 or 46, or you can call to Mohanam 262-3806. And on 12 August, Youth Link will facilitate the International Youth Day with this year's United Nations topic on youth building peace as their focus. But Youth Link decided they would like to add also prosperity to the theme. So they invited us to participate in an event where we will be exploring peace and prosperity in Oroville. And the focus of the event is to look inward and be re-inspired as a collective. They also call on all Orovillians, newcomers and volunteers to join, and especially they're inviting the previous generations to come and share stories and wisdom with the younger generation. They're considering to host this event in a humble way, with few tents and simple activities at Mahalakshmi Park area, afternoon. And if you have any creative ideas, some art, a stall or a game, let them know in time. From Oroville Library of Things comes invitation to this Saturday, 5th of August, from 4 p.m. onwards at Container, opposite of PTDC. And they're asking you to join them in celebrating abundance and generosity of the Oroville Library of Things. You can bring a thing or two to share and find something that maybe you need. And let us reach into our homes, closets and shelves for things that are not being used to their full capacity. And things can be toys, kitchenware, tools, travel gear, hiking gear and cycle equipment. From basketball family still comes an appeal to the community for the August 15 basketball league. And this year it will start in the beginning of the second week of August, which is next week, and end on 15th of August. It is internal basketball league for the 6 Oroville basketball clubs registered with Pondicherry Basketball Association. The concept of this league is to celebrate Sherubina's birthday and the Indian Independence Day through Basketball League in Oroville. The league itself has been organized since 2003 with the support of all the Oroville basketball players and the non-playing members. There are about 100 to 150 players that participate every year in the league, including sub-juniors, juniors and seniors. And this is actually the only event where all the members of the basketball come together to celebrate. They need our support in financial ways, so they're asking for your donations or participation, either be small or big, on financial service account number 105144 with the description Independence BB League. For the next two Saturdays, Circe organize a workshop on circular singing for anyone who wants to sing or people who want to sing together. Those workshops will be going on 6th and 13th of August between 5:30 to probably 7 p.m. at Africa House in International Zone. Circe also wants to share her passion for bachata, a couple dance, that will be going on Mondays before the Africa House dinner, which is around 5:30 p.m. in the afternoon, and it would be intro to bachata. All those classes and workshops are free, but you are welcome to donate to Africa House. And here are some announcements. BSNL informs us that wireless lightning exchange equipment down, and they are saying that a large number of internet connections are down because of virus, malware, burned circuits and the exchange and lightning. First physically reset your modem, router and reconfigure it. AVTS has your broadband username and password in case you do not have it, or take your modem and power supply to the BSNL exchange and they will do it for you. The exchange has been on the repair job since two nights and hope that gonna restore and give us the backup and running soon. And the electric vehicle service station is up and running. The building is now operational and Govindaraj has started servicing existing electric vehicles for Orovillians and newcomers. They are open every day except Sunday between 9:30 to 12:30 and in the afternoon between 1:30 to 4 p.m. You can also call them on 944-337-2418 and they are located just before the puncture service first entrance on the right after the coming out of 32 road towards Eden Javad. Every shares information on filmmaking apprenticeship, non-school production, and he says that since the last school year they have started a filmmaking apprenticeship program with a few students as a trial. Thanks to the support of SIRA, they are now ready to welcome and open the program to new students for this new school year. This program is for pre-adults and adults. The students should have a project for a film. This is an individual tuition, so the course of study is done depending on the student's needs and his or her projects. The schedule is designed based on those parameters and also on other activities that the students may have elsewhere. To know more about it, contact Claire and Erwi on 262-3197. Our badminton tournament is coming up on Wednesday 9th of August at Certitude Badminton Court, and final matches will take place on 19th of August. Last day for registration is 7th of August. From Jinga Saroba comes a call for Open Capoeira Roda, and they're saying that after a short break, Capoeira Group resumes its monthly events with first Open Capoeira Roda. Adults, kids, beginners, advanced, capoeirista or not, you can join them, watch, sing or participate to their circle open to all on Friday 4th of August at Oroville's Visitor Center at 5:30 p.m. onward. Kids will have the priority for the first half an hour. And Darkali Fitness Track is closed until the path is dry. And finally, La Terrasse team informs us that a new coffee machine has been installed on Thursday 27th, so they're ready to serve us beloved espresso, cappuccino, americano and so forth. As usual, lots of love and care. At Savitri Bhavan, today at 6:30 p.m. there was screen meditation on Savitri Book 2, The Travel of the Worlds, Canto 11 to 14, filmed by Manohar on Huta's painting, illustrating passages from Savitri read by the mother and accompanied on her own organ music. At Unity Pavilion eye-opening movie series, they're starting this Wednesday, 2nd of August at 8 p.m. with Unacknowledged, which focuses on the histories, files on the disclosure projects and UFO secrecy. At Cinema Paradiso tonight at 8 p.m. we can see Indian thriller Take Off, made in India in 2017 and directed by Mahesh Narayan. Tomorrow, German drama history We Are Young, We Are Strong, made in Germany 2014 and directed by Burhan Kurbani. And on Wednesday, interesting documentary, Years of Living Dangerously, End of the Woods, made in 2014 in USA, and it's a National Geographic production, season 1. From the words of the mother, volume 14, we read, "What is the best method to find the divine who is in each of us and in all things? Aspiration? Silence? Concentration in the solar plexus region." Thank you for listening us, and you can contact us on auroradio.org.